After a successful debut last spring, the Lexington Art League this week reprises its Party for Everyone. The party's underlying idea, according to the league's Amber Scott, is to make art more accessible by taking it outside.
So we sort of do this pop-up exhibition that goes up for one night only. It coincides with Gallery Hop, so people are already downtown. There's a variety of types of art that are going to be involved. We've got installation, there's going to be performance, we've got music. So it's just a multifaceted, really exciting, fun night of visual art and an immersive art experience. Accessibility of visual art, sometimes when it's inside of a gallery or when it's inside of a museum, it has this air of elitism that people aren't necessarily comfortable with. And by bringing art to the streets and involving just, you know, the regular Joes who don't necessarily know that they even like or appreciate or can be impacted by visual art, that's what Party does. It gets those people involved and engaged with this visual experience that you can't really define, but that you leave with something from seeing it.
Some of the artists whose work will be on display, or in many cases created on site, will be digital artist Charlie Campbell, ceramicist Lori Appleby Williams, and nationally recognized local artists Theo Edmond and Lennon Mikulski.
We're working with the folks from Prohibition, which is a street art festival that happens in October, and they're going to have some graffiti artists on site. And we've gotten a moving truck offered to us by Bullhorn Marketing, and the graffiti artists are going to be defacing that with our blessing and with Griffin's blessing and turning it from just a white canvas into something really phenomenal. And that's going to be happening live at Party so people can watch that process and see why this art form, while it has a history of being called vandalism or anything else, it's actually street art, and there's a lot of performance involved in it, and it's not as criminally motivated as historically we've thought it to be. Some of the other things we've got planned, we've got the installation by the UK Landscaping Program. They are doing a parking day, and some people may have heard of this before, but it's where you reclaim a parking spot and you make it like a public park, or you just sort of take ownership of these. You pay the meter and you turn it into something. So the parking day will be going on in the perimeter of the pavilion, so along Short Street, and these could be anything from, you know, pop-up yoga studios to little mini parks with benches. We just don't know what the designs are going to be, but that's going to be surrounding Party down on the premises. So as people are walking through, it's just going to have this whole different look with these installations there. Another thing we've got going on is the Tree Sweater Gang is going to come down, and there's a statue, a memorial statue of John C. Breckinridge on the grounds of the Fifth Third Bank Pavilion. And the Tree Sweater Gang is going to give the emperor some new clothes. So we're looking forward to that, too. I think that's going to really change the way we're all very familiar with this venue. You know, we go to Thursday Night Live there. We have Farmer's Market there. We're very used to it. And this party, with Party, it's going to totally change the way people look at this space. They're going to have a whole new environment that they're so familiar with, but it's going to be kind of turned on its head. Should be really a lot of fun.
Scott feels that taking art out of the gallery and onto the street is not only a change for good, but by making artists accessible to answer questions and demonstrate the creative process, it can deepen the public's appreciation of the work on display.
I think art is essential to building a contemporary city, and I think art is essential to building a quality life as an individual. I think that the more that you can see and be exposed to different perspectives and different ideas, the more you're going to extract from this time that you have on the planet. And I think that contemporary art and art in general can sometimes be very alienating to people because they don't get it. But in actuality, with contemporary art, all you have to get out of anything is whether you are moved by it in some way or not. If you can get to know the art or get to know the artist a little bit better, you will get more from it. It's like, you know, watching a movie. If you watch a movie and then you go learn about the director or read the backstory of, you know, how this screenplay came about, it's always more interesting to you. So art is the same way. You can look at it and have a visceral response. Hopefully that'll pique your curiosity. You'll learn more about it, and then you're going to, you know, walk away with something that's really affected you. And hopefully have a little bit better awareness about yourself or your neighbors or your community. And, you know, if you want to learn more, Lexington Art League does try and provide those contextual artist statements and lectures and educational opportunities for you to really get more out of it if you want to.
Amber Scott directs programs for the Lexington Art League. It's Party for Everyone takes place Friday evening at Fifth Third Pavilion in downtown Lexington. For Arts Weekly, I'm Roger Duvall.